We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. And we're going to go back to the Mishnah now to explain the Machlokes in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we have a case where it didn't say if he's a Shchimira or not. And a guy, Shimon's walking in with a Star Matana that Reuven gave him all his Lechosim. Reuven right now, who's a Bari, is tining. I wrote that when I was a Shchimira. Now I'm better. Give it back to me. The Shimon, who received the Matana, says, no, you wrote when you were Bari. So Rameir says, Shimon's right. Shimon's right, and he has to be a Raya, he was a Shchimira. Chama say, no, Hamoitzim Mechaveir Ol Raya, it sounds like Reuven's right, Hamoitzim Mechaveir Ol Raya. So what's the Bir HaMachlekes? The Gemara is going to have two pshatim in the Bir HaMachlekes. And it's really going to hinge on, when it says Hamoitzim Mechaveir Ol Raya, what type of Raya are we bringing according to the Chacham? So let's see the Gemara inside. What type of raya are we bringing? Sai lechacham, sai ramei. What type of raya are we bringing? Raya b'mayr. Who knows raya be'idim? Rav Chista, Rav Rav. Who knows raya be'kiyam ashtar? So we have to explain this. Rav who knows raya be'idim? Kamif v'gi be'plukta the Rav Yaakov Rav Nosson. That the Rameya holds like Rav Nosson, Rav Bonan, Rav Yaakov. Sounds like this. Rav Huna learns the machlokes in our Mishnah is similar, to the exact same thing like Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov. Where the machlokes is, if you go baser chazaka the hashto, or do you go baser cheskas mamon? That means Rav Meir says you go baser chazaka the hashto. He holds like Rav Nosson, go baser chazaka the hashto. Right now he's a bari. If right now he's a bari, we assume he gave the present when he's a bari, and therefore, if Reuven wants to take back the thing, he has to be a raya be'edin that he's a shchimira. Because right now he's a bari, and therefore Shimon's right. The receiver is right. The receiver says, what do you mean? You're bari now, you're bari when you gave it to me. And it's a good matana. Chacham say, no, we don't go on to chazak the hashto. Hamoitzim mechaveir ol raya means that really he's a cheskas mamon. You don't look at chazak the hashto. And you want to bring a raya that he was a bari. He's telling you he's a shchimira. You want to bring a raya he was a bari. You have to bring a raya be'edin that he was a bari. Bring a raya that he was a bari when he gave it to you, then you win. So let's see it inside one more time. Rav Huna raya be'edim kamif give book the Rav Yaakov Rav Nosson simim maniach Rav Meir k'Rav Nosson. That means mem nun maniach. Meir is like Rav Nosson. Yud Ches is that the Rabbanon is like Rav Yaakov. The Chacham is like the Yaakov. So Rabbanon k'Rav Yaakov. Rabbanon hold like Rav Yaakov. Which means that you go boss cheskas mamon. That's the Bir HaMachlokes over here. That's the Bir HaMachlokes in our Mishnah. So when a mayor says like Rav Nosson boss cheskas hashto, so he has to bring, he himself has to bring a raya that he was a shchimira because he's a bar right now. That means raya be'edim. And Rabbanan say also raya be'edim means he has to bring a raya that he was a bari, that Shimon has to bring a raya that he was a bari when he gave you the present. That's Rav Huna's pshat and Machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbanan. The shchimira has it. Whatever the owner has it. Cheskas mamon. Same thing. The metzian is the guy wants to take it from him. Yesterday we learned on this bride. So me moitzi miyad me. So the Rav Yaakov goes cheskas mamon. Who moitzi miyadayim? Which means he's moitzi. Which means he's the muchzik. Say he gets it. He's my right. Yeah, if they want to take it, if they want to take it, he wins. He's oimid. The guy lost in the respond. There's nothing oimid ben chasa for zeicha behem. Moitzi means that he wins. He wins the fight over. He wins. So by karka, it's impossible to hold on to it anyway. So that's what we're talking about. Karka. So talking about now. So Rav Huna's pshat like says if we say. Of chazaka the hashto or not? That's Rav Huna's pshat. Rav Chista, Rav Huna Amri, Raya bekiyam ashtar kamifli. When it says hamoitzi mechaveir ol raya means a raya bekiyam ashtar, and they're arguing b'moide b'shtar shekosvu tzorach kaimai. The Rameh sava b'moide b'shtar shekosvu ain't tzorach kaimai. Rav Bonan Savri b'moide b'shtar shekosvu tzorach kaimai. Which means like this: that lekuli yama we go basa hashto. Like Rabbi Rav Nosson, lekuli yama go basa hashta, which means right now the fellow is a bari. We say you gave the present in your bari. So what's the machlokes over here? The machlokes is that according to Rav Nosson, he holds that according to our mayor, he holds moed b'shtar shekosvu tzorach kaimai. Here, we'll call him the shchimira of Reuven. He's not a shchimra, he's a bari right now. He's moida, he wrote the star, but he's saying, I wrote it when I was a shchimra. So we tell him, oh, you moida, it's a good star. So the star's a good star, then you automatically lose, because they have a star, there's a chazaka da hashta, and they have a good star saying it's theirs. So the chazaka hashta is your bari, and they have a star that it's theirs. So it's theirs, it's finished, end of story. Right there, end of story. So they get it. But the chacham hold, moida v'shtar shkos v'enzah kama, which is what? That if you're moida in a star, you have a migu. I could have said it's mezuyif, and you don't have a kiyam. I would have won. So since I have a migu, I could have said mezuyif. Now that I'm saying that the star was written when I was a shchimira, I'm believed. Here it's the original owner says you're right, I wrote the star. You're right, I wrote the star. But I wrote another shchimira, and if I'm chayzer. So even though you go basakazaka the hashta, he's believed with a migu. Because if not, you don't have a star. So that's the machlekes. It means the kuliyam chazaka the hashta. If you have a good star, the kuliyam shimon wins because he's a bari right now. What's the machlekes? Machlekes is he didn't have a kiyam star. So you don't have a kiyam star. Rav Meir says you don't need a kiyam star. He's moed they wrote it. You don't need a kiyam star. He's moed wrote the star. He's saying shchimra. You're not believed. He's moed. It's a good star. It's a good star. It's a good star. Finished. And he goes to the hashta. Chacham says a moedzim mechaver all right means what? All he has to do is do a kiyam star. Once he gets a kiyam star, then he wins. So Raya means, not Raya Be'edim, Raya means B'kiyam Shtar. That's what Raya means, B'kiyam Shtar. Happens to be that Raya Fi Rameya still means Edim, because there it says, a love lahavi Raya means Vada Edim, because we're saying right now, the receiver with the Shtar wins, he wants to change that, needs to be a Raya. That Raya Vada means Edim. But the Chachamim's Raya means B'kiyam Shtar.
But even yeah. Rameya, once you become the Shtar, you have a good Shtar.
Once it became a star, right? Rameya says, right. No. Rameya says, right. You're right. Rameya don't even have to keep star. You're moida. Rameya says that the guy who holds the star wins.
The court said that you need keep star.
The chum, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But once you
became star, exactly. I said that. That's exactly what Mara says. So the moitzchah of raya means he brings the raya to keep star. He wins. You're right. You're mechavim to the gemara. The Mara says that if he brings the raya to keep star, he wins. Echadami. Moitzchah of raya means he brings the raya that he has to keep star. He wins. So let's read it inside. Do you have to bring a raya for kiyam shtar? Machlokes says, do you have to bring a raya for kiyam shtar? Here, always, you know who's winning most of the time here? The receiver is winning. Shimon's winning here. Kishal says, Shimon have to bring, do something else. Let's do something extra here. Koin to Rameyas, do nothing. He doesn't do anything. He's mighty, he wrote the star. He just claimed to be a shkimra. I don't believe him. Because Chazaka da Ashta. So that means, if you're a man, you don't have to do nothing. The receiver wins. Chacham say, you do have to do something. You don't have to do is go get a kiyam shtar. Not a big deal, like I'm saying. All you have to do is get a kiyam shtar. That's all you need. Because he holds moida b'shtar shekosvu tzarach l'kayimu, which means you believe with amigu until he's b'kayim it himself. Not I'm the one b'kayim it, huh?
What's the raya means b'chayim
raya? What is the raya?
What's the b'chayim raya?
The kiyim shtaris. Means the receiver who's trying to take it from the cheskes mammon, as long as he brings a raya, the kiyim shtaris, he makes the kiyim shtaris, he wins. That's what it means. He brings the raya kiyim shtar. Now we read it inside. Rav Chistov, Rav Huna, raya b'kiyim shtar. Raya means b'kiyim shtar k'mefagi. And what are they arguing? Once the so-called shchimira is moed, I wrote the star, and right now he's a bari, finished. You know, the receiver wins. He's moed in the star. You have to mekayim it. Why? Because if not, if you don't have a kiyim from another place, then I am the one being mekayim it, and I have a migu. I'm saying, it's like a pesha asa, pesha ita. I'm the one who said that it's a good star, and I'm saying with these strings attached, it was a good star, but I'm a shchimira. Now you're gonna ask me, it's Rabban Tani very good? You have a migu pesha asa. What's pshat of Rav Meir? So the Teretz says the gemvuy and the Rasmam on base. It's like a migu makam edim. Once you moed that the star is good, so then you have no right to say the star is not true. So because now the star is believed by itself. Freit the Gemara. Why do we have the machlekes Rav Meir and the Rabbanon in this Mishnah? We already had the machlekes that moed b'shtar shekosvu. Why do we have to change it in different ways? But if Fliku b'chadzim already argued one time, in time with the Braisa, we have over here a shtar, and two edim come in and say, and it was not Makuyim the shtar. Two edim come and say, no, that's our signatures. We wrote the shtar, but by the way, we were forced, or we were ketanim. They say they were apostle. They're saying we were ketanim ayinu, anusim ayinu. We weren't kosher edim. So in such a case, they're the ones making the kiyim, and they're saying it's like a migu, a pesha asa. They're the ones saying it's a good star, and they're saying they were apostle. So it's a machlekes Rav Meir and the Chum over there. The Talmud and the Braisa, ain nemanim lepaisloi. The Rav Meir, the two edim are not neman to paslit. The Chacham mayim nemanim. The Chacham say are neman. What's the biyam machlekes? The biyam machlekes is Rav Meir says they're not neman. Once they say it's their signature, Then comes in the Cheska Shtar and says, oh, Shtar is a good Shtar. It's Eden. You can't change your Eden now, say it's something else. You said it's good. Chum say, no, it's a Peshach Svezhita. It only works them. So the same exact Machlaikis is over here. So why do you need a Machlaikis twice? And our answer is Tricha. We need both Machlaikisim. If you said it, the Ksubis, the Gemara, the Sprite and Ksubis about saying Ketanav Yinu, but he come Rabbanon, there Rabbanon say you have a Pesha also. Why? Now, leave me Eidim Arishdar. There's the Eidim himself saying, that's our signature, but we lied. It comes to the Eidim itself, so there, it's a whole different story. Because there, it's not someone else, it's the Eidim himself saying, this star is me and it's not me. So that there, Rabbanon would say that they have a Pesha also. Avahacha, who the Lavka Kamina? Maybe he has. Who is he to stop being make a star, making a possible star? I mean, he doesn't have that kayach. Once he's made the star is good, the star goes against him, it's like Eidim against him, and there maybe wouldn't have a kayach. So maybe there would not work. And if you said only over here, that's what Rameyer says, that you're not believed. Maybe there are Maidil or Abanon, Tzricha. Different in both Machlekes. So we have over here, Maisa, at the end of the day, two ways to learn our Mishnah. Either it's Raya Be'edim or Raya Be'kiyam Ashtar. Either the Machlekes is, if you go Basar Chazaka the Hashta or not, that means Rameyer says that you look at Chazaka the Hashta, and therefore, since right now he's a Bari, so therefore the receiver wins until the Bari can bring Raya with the Shchemira. Or, and the Chum say, no, he goes Chasas Mamoin, and the receiver has to bring Raya Be'edim that you were a Bari. So the Machlekes is Chazaka the Hashta or not, or everyone agrees with Chazaka the Hashta. Everyone agrees with Chazaka the Hashta. And the Machlekes is, if you need a Kiyam Shtar, if you have to make Kiyam Shtar or not. Rameyer says you don't have to make Kiyam Shtar because he's Maida, he wrote it. Chum says, no, you have to bring a Kiyam Shtar, if not, he has a Migu. So the Maravaita, V'chein Omar Rabba, Raya Be'edim. Rabba also learned the Machlekes is Raya Be'edim, which is interesting because Rabba holds Chazaka the Hashta and Rabba made the Machlekes here if Chazaka the Hashta or not. Tosis points this out. Rabba, Raya Be'edim, Machlekes in our Mishnah is if you say Chazaka the Hashta or not. Omale Abaya, so Abaya just explained something that we understand already because we spoke it out. Only by my time, what's Shandra Rabbanon? They say, Moitzim Mechaver of Araya. Inema, which means that the owner wins. What's happens? Inema, the Kuluk Sibu Karhavim Halakar Gloy Vashuka, because all stories say that he was walking around, which means all matnas baris say that he was a bari. And here it doesn't say it, Halloy Ksivabe, and that's why we're assuming it's Shimra, that's why the owner wins. Shimra Shimra Hava, Adarava, the Kuluk Sivu, all star Shimra say, Kat Kotsir when he was sick, Vrami Baris, he was sitting in a bed. Halloy Ksivba. And that doesn't say that here. Shmamino, Bari Hava. It sounds like it was a bari. So why Taka is the Racham hold that the Mukhsik is the owner? Says, I'll tell you what, because we don't know if it's a Shimra or Ma'as Bari, and Ukimanim Ches Mari, we leave the money Becheskas Mari. So, that's just being Mavara, the Chum and Shita. We've plucked out the Rabbi Yochanan, the same Achleikis, Rav Chista and Rav Huna, if you say Raya Be'edim or Raya Be'kim Shtar, is really Machleikis Rav Yochanan Mishlakish. We've plucked out the Rabbi Yochanan, Raya Be'edim. Rechon says that the Machleikis is Raya Be'edim, which means Machleikis Rav Meir and the Chum, if you say Chazaka da Hashta or not. Shemalak Shem Raya Be'kim Shtar, that everyone agrees with Chazaka da Hashta. The Machleikis is, do you say, a Maidu Vistar's Kosovo Tzarakal Kaimai or not? That's the Machleikis. Maidu Vistar's Kosovo Tzarakal Kaimai or not? That's the Shlakas holds like Rav Chista. So we just bring this down because we have now a Kasha that Rav Yechis tried to prove that you go with Maidu Mechaver of Araya and not with Chazaka da Hashta. Eisver, not with Kiyam Shtaris more, and everyone agrees Chazaka da Hashta. Eisver Yechon Rav Shem Malakish. Maisa B'nei Barak. There was a story where a guy sold his father's nechasim, which means his father died already, and he had a Yerusha. He sold it, and he died. But he died before they finished the transaction. Right now we're assuming that the mace still, he got paid for it already, but he still was holding on to it. He hadn't given it to the lekayach yet. He had a star also. He had money, he had a star. After they died, and he said, you know, he was a cotton when he sold it to you. You know, you're right, you have a star, but he was a cotton, he couldn't sell it. And the Rishbam adds on extra, he has to be 20 when he sells his father's the chasim. So he wasn't 20 yet. The Rishash says, you don't need that. He was a cotton, he says, he was a cotton. So the question was, so right now we're assuming that the Bnei Mishpacha are winning, and because they're mukhsik, and then the Lekach wanted to check him out to see if he's talking cotton. Let's check if he has Shtei Sairis. If he has Shtei Sairis, then we know he's a Gadol. The feed away Rashbam learned that he was 20. He said he knew he was 20 already in age, but he didn't have Sairis at that point. Want to check out if he has Sairis to make sure he's a Gadol. So Sholos Rekiva Malabait, could you take him out of the caver, which is Tikkul Shail Nivel HaMeis, and check him out if he has Sairis? Omer Lehem, so Rabbi Kiva told him, no, Yatem Asher Lenavloi. You're not allowed to make a bazillion out of the mace. You're not allowed to do that. And also, Simon Masulun Shtanah Zach HaMisa, it's very possible, even if you see Cyrus there after Misa, that means nothing. Maybe really it was a Shuma, or just was a growth, it wasn't really Cyrus. You can't tell after he dies. You can't tell if it's really a real Shtei Cyrus or not. And therefore, it won't help anyway. So that was the story there. So it sounds like there, the Bnei Mishpacha won. They won the argument. The Lekach paid for something and bought it. After death, the Bnei Mishpacha say, nah, it was a cutter when he sold to you. It's not true. It looks like he wins. The Bnei Mishpacha win this way. They wanted to check him out, but they couldn't. He said, he can't be by the top on my base. So Bishlam, Zokar Bechlam, Bishlam is the D, that mean a Rai Be'edim, that I hold, that you don't say Chazaka the Hashta, and you go Basa Mukhsig Mamun. So Lefi me, they say Rai Be'edim, which means that according to the Chachamim, you say, and you say that we assume that he's a Shchimera, we believe he's a Shchimera until the guy brings a Raya, you are Bari. So here also, it's a Shema. I'm telling you, I'm the Mukhsik, the Yarshim say. You want to take of me, bring me Adam that he was a Gadol, and they couldn't find it. Therefore, they wanted to check him out because they couldn't bring Adam. El Didach, you hold everything that there. We'll speak about where the Chalak of the Hashtar is over in a second. Everything's telling the Shtar. So here, the Yarshim, the Bnei Mishpacha are being Moida, that the Shtar is a good Shtar. Once the Moida is a good Shtar, let the Lekech have it. And here, the fear of Chamim, if you have a Kayim Mishtar, it's be enough. Lekayim Mishtar, but look at Mimenichse. Let him Kayim Mishtar and do it. Fear of May, we're Nikim Mishtar. We're going to Chamim. Okay, so make Kiyim Shtaris and get the Chasim. So I can ask me, but it only works together with Chazaka the Hashta. So Rashbam and Tosis ask the Kasha. Tosis ask the Kasha. Rashbam just speaks out the Torah, but I'll explain you the Kasha. Look at the Rashbam, the fourth line, the Kaim Vishdarayu, Umistoma in Eid Mechoyis Ma'ashtarim Kein Asagadol. And then that's just as good as, then you have a Chazaka already. Once you have a Kaim Vishdar, so that's just as good as Chazaka the Hashta. By saying that they don't, the Chazaka is they don't sign a star unless he was a Gadol. So that's just like a Chazaka the Hashta. So Bishlama, the Rabbi Yechlin says, I will come hold there's something called Cheskas Mamin that always supersedes everything. So here the Cheskas Mamin is the Bnei Mishpacha. But for you, we say, you don't go by Cheskas Mamin. You go by the Chazaka the Hashta together with Kiyam Staris. Here's just two Kiyam Staris. I can ask me, maybe Taka he would have had Kiyam Staris. You know why I had to be by the Kim? Because they couldn't find anyone to become a star. Huh? No, bite the Kim, see if he's a Gadol or not. They couldn't do it. No, he's Moida. The Bnei Mishpacha Moida the star. The Moida the star. Just saying, a Moida, but he was a cotton. So if you prove he's not a cotton, then it's good. he's Moida in the star. The Moida's a good star, right? They're just saying it's a cotton. So, if he was asking, fear of Slokas, Kim stars will help. Because once you have Kim stars, that knocks out the Pesha also. But we're saying, so maybe just do Kim stars then. Maybe Taka they couldn't find the Kim stars. That Mordechai Kasha says, why did the Bayit just do Kim stars? Frank Tosis, the Maska Ella, the second Tosis, Mistama, that's first Tosis over here. Stama, Kivin Shemes Haya, Shemacha, he made some Aiden with Kim stars. Since it's true, they would have found Aiden. That's why the Mordechai Kasha is, that it must be he couldn't find. So the Kasha's aren't Slokas. Basically, the Kasha is, you don't go, a bit similar, you recognize over the Chesed moment, everything's Gavaldic. Cheskas Mamon says that the Bnei Mishpacha win. But Rish Lakish holds, you don't go back to the Hashta, you can go back to the Star. So why don't you just do Kiyam Stars? Just do Kiyam Stars. Why have to Levitka? So Mara says, no. I'll tell you Pshat. You have the whole story wrong. Mi Saris Nichsi B'Ches Bnei Mishpacha Kaimi. You're assuming the whole time, the story here was, the Bnei Mishpacha were holding on to it. The Ka'asu L'Kucha Yisim Ari. And the Kuchas were coming and saying, you know, it belongs to me. The case is not that one. The case. The case we hear was nichsi b'ches lekuchas kaimi. The nechasim were ready in the cheska of the lekuchas. The ka'os of bnei mishpacha v'kamaru, and the bnei mishpacha came and they umar, which means the lekuchas had it. And the mishpacha said, "No, he was a katan," and that was the story. So there, So there it's Pashit that the star is good, he's the Muxik, so of course the Lekuches win. That's why. And what is the Bayit Koy? The Yarsha wanted the Bayit Koy to show it. And that's why he said, no, we're not Bayit Koy. And how can I miss Davra? But the Kamalu, Yatam Shom, Lenavloi, Vestiku, they were quiet. So you see, Taka made sense. Yeah, Mishlam, Bnei Mishpacha, Kama Ari, if the Bnei Mishpacha was the one who wanted a Taina, Mishavach, Vestiku, that's why quiet, because they don't want to be Menabal the Mace. They never want Menabal Mace for some money. Eli Amr Lekuches Kamari, but if it's the opposite case, like we learned till now, Lekuches coming to Ma'ar, had a Rekiva shake them by saying in Alabi Manavel. Amai Sosku, Lamer Le, let him say, Anan Zuzi Avin and Lay. Live a level. I don't care about Nivel Amais. I'm losing money here. You owe me money. So do Nivel Amais. Like Tysus speaks out, the small Tysus, Zuzi Avin and Lay, Ava Yarshim Ene Rasham Lenavel Vishvil Hayerusha. The loy midi yavi, they didn't lose any money. But here is Malcolm Hefse, the time is, yeah, be menavel the mace. It says, va'oit, it's another, it says, shu kroivam. A carvos has not a right to do that. But the lekuches could say, what do you mean? They don't have a right to say nivel mace. So for carrots, it's a raya that we're talking about, the Yarshim wanted to exhume the mace, not the lekuches. Because you see, he answered them that. Because lekuches wouldn't take that for answer. So he says, no, that's not a raya. Now we want to be a raya to Rosh Lakish, not a raya. Why? Imushim ha loy iri hach kamaluhu. This is what Rabbi Kiva is saying. Chada di atav shem l'navlei. Va'oid, if you're going to tell me, oh, v'chi temu zuzi shakal limvel v'limvel, you tell me, oh yeah, I'm allowed to do it because of money. Simanim asu l'shtan es lacha misa. The simanim asu l'shtan, it won't work anyway. So the more in the havim in the raya was, we thought it was two different reasons. First, we're not allowed to be manavel, and second of all, it's asu l'shtan es. So you see, now manavel, it's a raya that we're talking about the Yarshim who are trying to do it. But now in the Gemara's Torah, the Gemara is saying, no, it's not a raya, why not? Because it's really one reason, the ikar reason, the second reason. First of all, you're not a novel. Oh, you can tell me it's not a good reason because I'm losing money. I'm saying a suyin l'shtanis. That's what changed in the thing. But either way, Rosh Lakish has a way to answer it. So again, we had this brisa that says that the B'nai Mishpacha win, that's what we thought. The B'nai Mishpacha won. So Rechon says, right to me, you go as a chesed mamon. Rosh Lakish is not like that. On that we answer, Rosh Lakish says, no, the case who knows wins, the Lekuches win, because they had it already. And the other one's winning. And that was Shalom Ha'alamaitka. That's what we're answering in the, in that, to answer that brisa of the Maisa of B'nai Brak.